Hello, Lisa and Pete here with the catch up.
The first home buyer's grant is being cut from 15 grand to 10. So we went straight to the WA Treasurer, Ben Wyatt, for an explanation.
WA Police released lyrics to their version of Madonna's Like a Virgin, Like a Merchant for WA drivers. Pete had no choice. He had to perform it. Oh, it was so hard for him. Listen with caution and be even more careful watching the video.
Wait till you hear my next one, Like a Merchant. And Rob Broadfield was in and shared his favourite rib joints in Perth with us. Put on your bib and prepare to drive.
What you making?
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
WA's $15,000 first homeowner grant is going to be cut in the wake of dwindling finances. For more on this, we're joined by the Treasurer of WA, Ben Wyatt. Thanks for coming on the show this afternoon.
My pleasure, guys.
So, Ben, a lot of people will be disappointed. It's sort of been axed quicker than they could save for the deposit.
Yeah, look, I just want to clarify, the first homeowner's grant will still be there. The $10,000 grant will still be in place. Mm-hmm. What happened was that there was a boost implemented, originally designed to go from 1 January this year through to 31 December. The $5,000 boost to that $10,000 now will expire early, instead of 31 December, now going to expire 30 June. And it's you're right, some people will be disappointed about this, but it's just a matter of finding a range of savings that we need to make. It still gives the opportunity for people to access that boost for another, well, where are we now, another 6 weeks, but certainly the $10,000 first home buyer's grant will certainly remain.
Mm-hmm. Ben, in a time when we're trying to keep the economy going and keep the economy boosted and keep it chugging along, you know, this is going to go a little ways to deter people from buying a house or allow them not to be able to buy the house. And it's probably going to slow the market for houses down a little bit more. Is $20 million saved worth the cost of, you know, jobs and all that sort of stuff when it comes to the housing market itself here in WA?
Yeah, and that's a great question. That's what I wanted to know from both Treasury and the Department of Finance around. Do these sorts of boosts, or will this boost actually create new housing behaviour? And is therefore that behaviour worth the $20 million spend? And to be frank, the statistics and information back suggested to me that it's not. I mean, basically, over the course of this year, we're expected that there will be around just under 8,000 first home buyer grants, that is a $10,000 grant paid, but really in terms of new home builds as a result of the boost, the numbers are very, very small, in the order of around a couple of hundred. And so ultimately, when you're effectively putting in $20 million for such a small actual boost in building, my thoughts were, well, ultimately we can find those savings and perhaps come up with a better policy that will actually deliver a better jobs outcome than this particular policy will. So that's been the motivation behind the decision.
Right. When we hear a lot about, you know, I can't save for a house, I can't get a house, can't get into the market, are we concentrating on the wrong thing maybe with the first home owner's grant? Are there other areas that would be better looked at to help people get a start?
Oh, well, look, we do already have. I mean, obviously, as I said, the $10,000 grant will still be in place.
Yeah, yeah.
But the real value,
so we're really
worried
about
in respect of the stamp duty exemption for first home buyers, and that still remains in place. Ultimately, we're actually also in a scenario where we do have falling house prices and low interest rates, which is actually having more of an impact than the boost would ever have.
So definitely.
It's really sort of saying, okay, well, the broader economic factors are having a bigger impact than what is effectively a $20 million spend by the taxpayer. So we're pulling that back, giving people still another 6 weeks to, if they're going to enter any contracts, get on and do it. But ultimately, it is a saving that I've had to find, and unfortunately, I've found this one here.
Well, I guess there's been much bigger drops than 5,000 in within the, you know, the industry prices itself.
Oh, so, absolutely. Yeah. Fundamentally, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Ben. Well, thank you so much for joining us
thank
on the
you,
program,
Ben.
Shedding a bit more light on this. We appreciate your time.
Please repeat, my pleasure.
Bye.
Ben Wyatt, the WA Treasurer. So just to cover that off one more time, the $15,000 first homeowner grant is going to be cut back to $10,000.
Yeah.
And the changes will come into effect from June 30 this year. Somebody in the WA Police woke up on the creative side of the bed today.
Didn't they, though?
Gee whiz.
Oh, this is a lyricist after my own heart.
So exciting. So this was posted on the WA Police Facebook today just after lunch. It's parody lyrics to Madonna's Like a Virgin, except it's called Like a Merchant. And it's all about how we in Perth should be merging.
You may have heard people say we're not very good at merging.
No. Just in case you didn't know, there are merging rules and you can find them at main roads.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can save you time, like a zipper.
Yeah.
One, then the next, polite, courteous. You don't need to look anything up.
That's a very good point. Like a zipper. There you go.
Like a zipper.
There is offences associated with merging incorrectly. Failing to give way when merging is a $100 penalty and 2 demerits. Mm-hmm. And failing to give way when changing lanes is a $100 penalty and 3 demerits. Okay,
so usually one finger with either of them.
You know, just keep it, you know, keep this in your mind, right, when it comes to the next time you're merging. This song that's been popped up on Facebook today, it just, we thought, what a great opportunity for us to actually do
it. Such good lyrics. Someone needed to really give it life.
Mm-hmm.
And that someone in a blonde wig and pointy cone cardboard.
Thank you so much to you ladies for putting those together, by the way. You did a great job. We did that, and you're going to hear this now. It comes with a word of warning. It is terrible. It is really bad.
But and it can be seen at the Mix website.
It can. Mix.com.au and also on the Mix Facebook page.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Like a Merging, as written by the WA Police and as sung by the Lisa and Pete Show.
Just Pete, really?
Yeah, yeah. Here you go. Enjoy.
This is for you, WA Police. Don't ever pull me over again. Hit it, Mr. Soundman. Like a Merging. Merge for the very first time. Like a Merging. When your car drives next to mine, I made it through the wilderness. Somehow I made it through. Didn't know how lost I was until I merged with you. I was beat, incomplete. I'd been had by the men in blue, but you made me break. Yeah, you made me wait through that rear mirror view. Whew, like a merging. Merge for the very first time. Like a merging. When your car drives next to mine.
Oh, superb.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Sounds like it.
It was delightful. I mean, it was not quite as good as Harry Styles, but
no,
it's better than Niall Horan.
Thank you. Mm. I like to think of the "Yeah, you made me wait" line as my Isaiah Firebrace moment from where I didn't quite get there. But it'll come with practice. As we mentioned, mix.com.au and also at the Mix Facebook page. You can check out the video. It's worth a watch. This is the man about food, about town. We have him every couple of weeks, Rob Broadfield, restaurant critic and editor of the West Australian Good Food Guide. Always a pleasure to have you on, mate.
Fantastic.
That
good
was
to see
very
you
official.
Again.
Now, Rob, let's get straight into it. Bunnings vegan sausage sizzle.
Yeah. I mean, aren't Australian.
What a bunch of weird words to try together.
They don't even work together, that sentence.
No.
No, it doesn't.
It's like Fonz. You can't say the word sorry. It's
like, I know. I remember that episode.
You can't even say the word. It's going to be.
Oh, don't get me started on Dren. Now, a sausage is, by definition, a cylindrical meat product. So, it is what it is. It's not a vegan product.
No, it's not.
All this talk of vegans.
All this ribbing of the vegans.
Very good, Lise. Oh, very good. It just got us salivating.
It's a segue. Take it.
Over wanting to find the best ribs in Perth.
Mm.
Right, now, I'm talking about a place where you can go
and
you need a bib. And you need a big bowl of water for your hands afterwards,
yeah,
like
do,
those sort of ribs.
May I first say, there's a lot of bad ribs in Perth. There's a lot of people who are doing ribs. They think they're American, but they're not, and they're dreadful. There are, however, some really good classic American-style, Memphis-style ribs.
Mm.
You love ribs, don't you?
Oh, without a doubt, mate.
So you've got to be able to draw the conclusion between what sort of ribs they are. Are they baby backs or full ribs? Are they rubbed with a powder or are they glazed?
Mm-hmm.
Are they steamed or are they smoked?
Right, okay, well, I like smoked.
I am a rib moron. I know naught of what you're speaking.
Well, let me tell you.
Baby back, smoked and glazed.
Right, my
I
number one
pick. That was a rap song, baby back.
Side Door Barbecue. Have you been?
No.
No.
Brilliant. Not only do they do great ribs, but they do possibly the best brisket, which is Texas style.
Oh, doesn't that just sound, you feel like you've got to have an accent to say it.
Brisket.
And grits.
Yeah.
Cornbread.
That's right.
And then pie.
Yeah. So Side Door Barbecue is my kind of number one pick. But these recommendations I have for you, Peter, are all pretty good. Old Faithful. And these guys are really very good. They serve it up just like you would in the South. They serve it up on a tin tray with two slices of white bread and really cheap, great cocktails.
Yeah.
Like the Old Fashioned and that sort of stuff.
Oh, my God, where is this place?
Old Fashioned.
You had her at cocktails.
No,
I think I had her at cheap.
You had me a petrol shirt, actually.
That's in King Street, of all places.
In King Street?
Yeah. Oh, God, I don't get into the city enough.
So you would imagine that's super high rent down there, but these guys are doing a pretty okay job.
No, it's not kidding. You've really got to walk around your own city more. This is my town, not to break out into a Frank Sinatra song, but I don't know. This stuff's there, and I love it.
Porky's in Maylands. These guys went large. When they started this, they were two absolute aficionados of barbecue, two blokes, and they went full on. They got this massive circular smoker out of the States. It's the size of a Hyundai. And you put your ribs in there and it slowly circulates through this massive cavern of a smoker.
Well, it says everything, doesn't it? Just by the name, Porky.
Just imagining envy looking at this guy's smoker. Mate, that's a smoker.
I reviewed the other day a place called Holy Smokes in Frio. Really like it. They went to the South to learn how to do it.
That's what you have to do.
Do you know that? And you're right. That's exactly what you have to do. And the other one, my loose cannon here, is because it's so American, is Merriwell at Crown.
Yeah, right.
And they do exceptionally good over-the-top American food, like thrice triple burgers. And
well, I had the 1.5 kilo burger a couple of years back. It was one of the very first food challenges I attempted for this show.
And a small fries?
It was a big fry. And the fries had cheese and it had jalapenos on it and it had meat on it and all sorts of
loaded fries.
And loaded fries. And then there was the burger itself, which is a kilo and a half. And then on top of that, it was a stack of proper onion rings, you know.
How
like
did you
go? I got through the burger, and then once I got to the fries, that was it. I'd add the onion rings as well.
Did you finish your sundae?
So there you go. And the other great thing about ribs, by the way, and you'd know this, Pete, being an aficionado, is that you've got to, if you bite a rib and the whole thing just slips off the bone, it's overcooked.
Yep.
Oh,
it's
really?
A sign of a bad rib cooker. Yeah. You need to still have a bit of bite.
Wow. Well, don't you learn something new every day? It's fantastic.
Actually, well, when it's with Rob Broadfield, we certainly do. Thank you very much, mate. And the Good Food Guide.
That is October the 9th.
Thank you, Rob.
Cheers.
Lisa and Pete.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5.